Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jackie Howard. The quick actions of a Metro Atlanta family averts a possible mass shooting at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Billy Joe Cagle's family is alarmed by his comments and actions during a live stream and alert police. They believe the 49-year-old was armed and headed to the airport to shoot it up. Cagle reportedly drives from Cartersville, about an hour outside Atlanta, parks at the airport, going inside to scope out the situation before planning to return to his car for his rifle and ammo inside. Atlanta police are notified, and Officer Maisha Banks spots a man matching Cagle's description, scanning the ticketing area and security checkpoints. Cagle, now facing charges of terroristic threats, criminal attempt to commit aggravated assaults, possession of a firearm in the commission of a felony, and possession of a firearm by convicted felon. More crime and justice news after this.
The case of 15-year-old Celeste Rivas and her alleged boyfriend, Interscope recording artist David D4VD, continues without a peep from the singer. Our investigative team at Crime Online continues to follow the case of the teen whose remains were found in David's apparently abandoned Tesla. With Dave Mack and Holden Zappel, I'm Drew Nelson.
A neighbor of Burke's in the Hollywood Hills calls 911 at 4:38 a.m. on Sunday, July 20th, with a public nuisance complaint regarding the loud music being played at the mansion. Police arrived 4 hours after the call at 8:57 a.m., and there was no music playing, and the officer's report indicates the situation resolved itself during the time Burke lived in the house. This was the only time neighbors complained about noise. Mladen Travunovic, the owner of the home Burke was renting for $20,000 a month, has hired a private investigator, Steve Fisher, to try and find out what was happening in the home he owns. Fisher was hired shortly after a forced search entry search warrant was served at the home.
The LAPD says Celeste had been deceased for weeks before being discovered in Burke's Tesla. Private investigator Steve Fisher says he has seen surveillance video from neighbor homes and knows exactly when the Tesla was last moved and who moved it to the location from where it was towed in very late July.
The Tesla owned by Burke had been his daily driver for a long time, regularly getting the car cleaned inside and out. However, when the Tesla was towed, it was dirty with body damage. P.I. Fisher says it looked like the car had been off-road, in the desert, without wheel wells, beat up, and a huge dent in the back. While his former daily drive sits dirty by the curb for weeks, Burke keeps a clean red Tesla in the garage.
Surveillance cameras in the Hollywood Hills build a complete timeline showing when Burke's Tesla was parked on Bluebird Avenue, who parked it, and whether anything was placed in the vehicle after it was parked. There's also no evidence indicating Celeste's body was transferred into the Tesla after it was parked on the street.
The LAPD has not released much information about the investigation, but Fisher has a theory about what may have happened to Celeste. Fisher thinks her death could be the result of an overdose with the body hidden to prevent the public from finding out Burke had been sexually abusing Celeste. A 14-year-old cannot consent to having sex with an adult. Fisher points out that concealing a body is a misdemeanor in California.
I'm Nicole Parton. A West Virginia man is facing serious charges after allegedly threatening to assassinate President Donald Trump and other political figures. 66-year-old Michael Ray Sigmund was arrested this week and charged with making terroristic threats and sending harassing communications online. According to state police, Sigmund posted a series of violent and graphic messages on social media, including one where he vowed to, quote, execute President Trump on the White House lawn if he attempted to remain in office beyond a second term. The threats were first reported on October 12 when troopers received a complaint from the chair of the West Virginia Mountain Party. The chairperson said Sigmund had filled out a volunteer form back in April, using it to threaten police officers and even claim he would, quote, behead President Donald Trump. Sigmund is currently registered as a Mountain Party candidate for the West Virginia House of Delegates in the 52nd District. His campaign committee is named Hellbent for the House. One of the most alarming messages was reportedly posted to the Mountain Party's official Instagram account, where Sigmund wrote, quote, Donald J. Trump, whom if elected leader in 28, I will execute on day one on the South Lawn.
But President Trump wasn't the only target. Sigmund also allegedly threatened to kill West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey over an unspecified amount of money, and even billionaire Elon Musk, a former Trump advisor. During his arraignment on Wednesday, Sigmund claimed he was the real victim, telling the judge that a police officer had recently tried to kill him in his own home and asking that someone please investigate the, quote, murder of his mother.
Can you order my mother's murder to be investigated?
I can't.
What about the serial killer who was used from Baltimore to bury dead bodies in your state? I'm trying to be honest and tell you people the truth. And I'm a victim here. My mother's murdered, my inheritance was stolen. And a police officer tried to murder me in my own house. He knew I was a presidential candidate. He even laughed at me. But now I'm a congressman candidate in this district here.
He was initially held on a $50,000 cash-only bond, but was released on Tuesday. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for October 28.
I'm Jennifer Gould, a wealthy Houston housewife on trial for manslaughter in a deadly hit-and-run crash, has concocted a shocking defense. She claims her $1,000 designer Christian Louboutin heels got stuck on the gas pedal of her new Porsche, forcing her to fatally strike a pedestrian. The unbelievable excuse was presented in court by the attorney for Christina Chambers, 34, who is charged with the April 2023 crash that ended the life of 33-year-old Joseph McMullen. McMullen was walking with his date, Brianna Iturino, after a successful first outing when Chambers' $100,000 Porsche 911 Carrera barreled towards them. This Houston police officer spoke to the media at the crash scene.
It was his first date with her. He was coming out of the Voodoo Donut Shop.
Iturino testified about the horrifying, traumatic final moments. She and McMullen were walking when she saw headlights speeding toward a curve, moving quote-unquote too fast. She turned to warn McMullen just as the vehicle blew past her. Attorney Jesus Garcia Jr. represents the victim's family and spoke to KHOU 11 News.
1 second, Joe is there. The next second, he's out of the picture and gone.
The sports car missed Iturino by inches, but the impact sent McMullen flying approximately 30 feet. He was pronounced dead shortly after medics arrived. Prosecutors countered Chambers' fashion-related defense with brutal facts. The bar-hopping socialite's blood alcohol level registered at a staggering 0.301, nearly four times the legal limit, an hour after the wreck. Police also reportedly found small baggies of cocaine in her purse and in the car. The prosecution alleges Chambers was, quote, itching to show off the powerful Porsche to her two passengers, driving an estimated 70 miles per hour when she slammed into McMullen and then crashed into a pole. A nearby pool hall manager who ran to the scene testified that the car reeked of alcohol. Chambers' controversial attorney, Mark Thiessen, argued the crash was a tragic accident on a dangerous curve caused by the high-end footwear. Prosecutors, however, claimed Chambers drank at least six alcoholic beverages and used cocaine that night before getting behind the wheel. Chambers, who was married to a hedge fund manager who filed for divorce shortly after her arrest, faces that manslaughter charge. If convicted, she faces a maximum penalty of up to 20 years in state prison. Chambers is also fighting a pending $1 million wrongful death lawsuit filed by McMullen's grieving parents. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.